I have prepared music. I think I should send you what I send her because, but like I say, today is the day I know she dreads because she's not going through enough of the grief process, you know, when you lose somebody. And I'll say that to all of you that are online, need to grieve it. Because if you don't, you get to a place where you just avoid certain situations and certain holidays and things because it's too painful for you. And I remember in my young days, in my teenage days in the church that I attended, on Mother's Day and Father's Day, the church would be packed and they'd sing sad songs and people would cry and people would, you know, just sob and sob. And so, you know, those of us young people, you know, I was saved just like I am now, not as mature as I am now in the Lord, but certainly dreaded to go to church on Mother's Day and Father's Day because of the sadness. People were not able to understand about the grief process. And so my granddaughter is a professional. She is a marriage and family therapist, but they have not been able to resolve what happened to her father, except he was found dead in his house. And nothing has ever been done to resolve that, unfortunately. And so it's still a painful time for her, and I assume that's why she's not in a place this morning. So please pray for her. And so we will go ahead now with our message. It is Father's Day, and some of us had the privilege of having our fathers with us as we grew up. Some of us didn't have that privilege. Some of us had step-parents who filled in that spot for us, and some had mothers who filled in that spot for us of a father, and other relatives. And so today we honor fathers, and we do have some fathers that are online with us this morning. I want to make sure that I say Happy Father's Day to them and let them know that they are certainly important. We want to let them know that we appreciate them no matter what has happened in the past, whatever you're doing now to have relationship with your children, and some of you are doing stepchildren, step-grandchildren, it's appreciated, so I want to say that. So, okay. So, hallelujah. So I'm going to turn it over to Reverend. I guess you bring in the message this morning. I didn't plan one, but So I'm assuming you're going to talk to us about today or about the Lord. You know, we talk about the Lord. He is the greatest father on earth. He's not on earth. That's why he's the greatest father. He knows us inside and out. And he does everything that needs to be done to make us, not force us, but to cause us to allow him to be in our lives. So I'm not going to preach it. I'm going to let Reverend preach it.
Amen. Oh, man. So as we were listening to that song, Lord Help Us, they was talking about getting out on the streets and telling these young people to put them guns down. Telling these young people that, because these young people are not like us when we were young people. They thought we were bad. They thought we were bad. They thought we was doing some bad stuff. But these young folks has no guidance. They don't know the Lord. And we need to, us as people that are believers, we need to get out there and talk to some of them and stop walking by them. Stop walking by them and looking at them, you know, every now and then tell them, pull up those pants. If you go to jail with those pants down, you in trouble. We need to tell them, you know, Zedrick, you know, we can't go in the penitentiary with our pants sagging like that as we are marked as something else. So why are you doing it out here on the streets? You know what I'm saying? And then you want to be bad, but when the police is chasing you, you can't run because your pants is down past your butt, and you can't run from the police, but you bad. No, you're stupid. So we need to get out there, and they ain't our children, but you know, hey, we are fathers. You know what I'm saying? So and mothers who have been fathers. So we need to get down and dirty. We need to get down and dirty. We don't want to get our hands dirty these days. We want to walk past them. And then next thing you know, they on the news. No, it's time. It's time, you know. And, you know, I was just listening to Pastor about not processing things. And, you know, I'm an OG. I'm up there in some age. But it's some things that I never have processed because, you know, Father's Day and Mother's Day to me is like, I want to avoid them. Let me explain that to you. But I just always have to tell you the truth. Because, you know, when I go to the doctor, after I got out of rehab, after I graduated from free at last, and I wanted to go get my body back together for all those things that those drugs had done to me over the years, I started going to the doctor and getting my, you know, trying to get myself together, see what all the damage that those drugs had done to me. And the doctor would always ask me a question. The doctor would say, "What is your family? What is your family? I forgot how she put it. What type of illnesses are in your family? Do they have heart issues? Do they have?" And I looked at this lady and I said, "I don't know. I don't know what type of physical background my family has, you know." And I have this 4'11 little short Asian lady who's my doctor, and she looked at me, she's like, "How come you don't know?" So I had to run down the story to her, and most of y'all know this story. I was adopted as a baby from the hospital by my mother's sister and her husband. Then a couple of years later, my mother's sister died. So I was raised by my uncle, who was my uncle by marriage. And when I had those questions, he didn't have the answer. I used to always wonder, you know, as a child, you know, this may sound stupid to y'all. I walk past somebody and I'm like, "Oh, is that my daddy? He looked like me." I'm kind of joking, but I'm telling you the truth because I never knew who he was. Never in life, if I walk past him today and he walked past me, we would not know each other. I'm not a happy Father's Day guy, but I do got some good news for you though today. And so the doctor understood not to ask me that question anymore. But the reason why I'm telling you this, and I'm going to make a long story short before I get into my sermon, November 19th of last year, and I remember this day correctly because I was laying in bed happy about my 15 years clean and sober. November 19th of last year, laying there happy. And I get this message from one of my sons, and the message read like this: "You are a poor excuse for a dad. I can't stand you. You left me." His mother died having him. "You left me in the hospital. And after my mama died, you left a week later." And he just lit into me. And I felt like somebody had just cut me with a knife because none of that was true. And Sabrina Hale's on here. She know that. We watched that boy, and Sabrina Hale ain't even his mama. But we watched that boy. He was in the hospital for 6 months. Sabrina worked in the hospital right next door and went. So he was all full of false information, but this was the information he was given. And that's why we had no contact. Because I have three boys by this one person, and after she died, the grandmother took them and gave them a whole lot of false information. But here's the good part. It was a generational curse broken. Because, see, I didn't know my father, but they know me. And later on, after I hurt by him telling me that, I felt okay. You know why? Because he was able to talk to his father and get that off his chest. He was able to tell his father how he felt. I don't care if I didn't like how he felt, but he was able to tell me that. Here I am old and I'm never able to tell my father how I felt because I don't know who he is. So that's why I kind of kind of brought that up, you know. Father's Day is special to a whole lot of people, and I know many mothers who've been fathers. I know a lot of them. Many mothers who played that role, and them kids grew up just as good. Amen for the mothers on Father's Day. So my sermon today, I'm going to get right back into it. Oops, I'm sorry, I never got into it. So we coming out of Luke 15 and 12 today. We're going to start at 15 and 12, and the word says, the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that fell into me. And he divided unto him them his living. So for y'all who don't understand that, you know how it go back in the day. And sometimes, you know, if people got money right now, you know, they leave it to their children when they die. But back in the day, you know, when the parents died, they had a portion for this son. They had a portion for that son. And that's what that's saying. And many days after that, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there he wasted his substance with richest living. And when he had spent all, there crossed a mighty famine in the land, and he began to want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and they sent him into the fields to feed the pigs, to feed the swines. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swines did eat, and no man gave unto him. In other words, he got this money from his daddy. His daddy say, okay, you want to treat me like I'm dead right now, because that's when you would normally get this money, but I'm going to give it to you right now. He went and he spent it on wine, women, and song, and he wound up being broke, feeding the pigs, so hungry he had to eat what the pigs eat, and we call that slop. So hungry, this man had to eat what the pigs eat, and nobody would give him anything. Luke 15 and 17 said, and he came to himself. He said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare? And here I am, I perish with hunger. In other words, his daddy had slaves. His daddy had servants, as they call them back then in the day. And the servants was eating better than he was, because he was eating slop. So he went on to say, I will arise and go to my father. And I was saying to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he yet was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And he brought hither the fatted cow and killed it, and let us eat and be merry. For this son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. So the reason why I wanted to bring that one up, you know, that's the story that many of us heard about the son who left home, but when he came back, his father accepted him. I think they call that the prodigal son. The prodigal son. You know, when my son told me at first all those things he said about how low down, dirty, and all the things he heard. You know, when I look back on me back in the day, being a drug dealer, a player, and a drug addict wasn't that bad. It's what other men have done and other things. I'm not trying to, you know, make it little on how I was. But what was told to my children was bad. And we got to make sure we never make that mistake. Ladies, if you have some kids by some unruly dads or whatever, don't talk down on them. Don't make the children hate them. You know, if you got some children also, don't love one more than you love the other. if you love one more than you love the other, don't let them know it. You know, and I just want to throw that in there because, you know, right now, if my son ever wanted to come back and talk to me, no matter what all the stuff he said about me, no matter how, and this ain't the first time he has cursed me and this and that, but see, I understand because of the situations that he's been told, the things that he's been told, I would want to curse me too. The things that he's been told, they don't want to have anything to do with me, but that's cool. If they ever came back to me, I would have some information for them. I would have the truth for them. I would tell them, yes, you got a high blood pressure in this part of the family. You do have these things in this part of the family because, you know, I have that information. So, you know, it's just hard for me on Father's Day, y'all. Right? But I'm going to keep it real and I'm going to keep it live. You know, a lot of the things the grandmother told them kids was true. It was true, because I was no earthly good back then. But you see this shirt, but God saw something else for me. God saw something else for me. I have two adopted, I call them granddaughters from my ex-wife that love the daylights out their pawpaw. See, God has a sense of humor. See, God said, oh, you didn't raise them that are your own, but let me give you some more. I don't know if y'all know, but these children that God has given us, they on loan. God gave us those children to raise. They are on loan. They are God's children, and he gives them to us. You know, so these girls that I work with, now, matter of fact, they was here for a week before last. They was here for a week. That's why I couldn't turn my camera around because I couldn't clean up after them yet. But I let them tear up the house and I let them do whatever they want to do. And one of them just tried to call me, but we're in service. Now, none of my kids, even though I have reached out to them and tried to not be like my parents did me. I don't know them from man on the moon. You know, I went to Ancestry.com and I found out a little bit too late that my real mother had passed away, and I only knew her name. Talked to the woman one time in life, but none of my kids have called me. I know Sabrina gonna make my daughter. Sabrina Hale on there, y'all, from Chicago, for y'all who don't know, is my daughter, my only daughter's mother, for y'all who don't know. She keep all the kids in check. They don't talk to me, but she keep them all in check. And I know I'm gonna hear from my daughter today, because if my daughter wasn't planning on calling me, Sabrina gonna make sure she send me a text or something like that. Now, Sabrina went through the garbage that I issued, but she never talked down to my daughter about me. Amen. God bless you, Sabrina. Never talk down to my daughter. And see, me and my daughter got some type of relationship, you know. But I want to get back to the message, but I'm just telling y'all what God putting on my mind today to tell y'all, because it's very important. It's very important to let you know when God speaks to you, you better say it, because I always tell you guys, when God puts you through the test, it's because he wants you to give that testimony. See, God put me through the test with these children. God put me through the test with this life. And now I'm giving it to you as a testimony. So we're going to get to the sermon, and I'm going to preach some more to you a little bit. But right now I got to give you a testimony. And like I mentioned, Sabrina, really, now my boys, they have no idea about me. They have no idea because they got the real information. But here Sabrina has know about me. Know about my unearthly no goodness. She knew about that. Probably the only person, but she never mentioned the Precious. That's my daughter name, y'all. I wanted to name her Precious Unique, but Sabrina mama said that's a little too much. But anyway, I have a relationship with my daughter. If my daughter called me for something, I would go out my way to get it. Now, when my son called me for something, it was more of a guilt trip when I gave it to him because I knew he didn't like me in the first place. So for you free at last, I don't know how many of y'all over there, don't go on the guilt trip. What is done is done. What is done is done. God has given you a new walk and a new talk. Trust me, been there, done that. Been there, done that. I am alumni of Free at Last, graduate, and I'm one of the blessed ones. I used to say lucky. I'm one of the blessed ones because since I left there, I haven't looked back. Clean and sober the whole entire time. And guess what, young lady, what's your name at Free at Last? Young lady, you can do the same way because God is not a respecter of persons. What he does for me, he can do for you and anybody else. You just have to have a will. You just have to have a will to believe that God is who he say he is. And anything that happened in life, it don't matter because but God, can do anything. He could save a wrench like me. Seriously. So, you know, let me get on to my sermon because I will keep this up. And you know, let's go to Matthew 3 and 16 because I really love this. And what the word says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway and out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opening to him. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. I'm going to tell you why I love that. Because at this particular time, when he was being baptized, Jesus had done no miracles. Jesus had done nothing yet. But God said, this is my beloved son who I am well pleased before he did anything. See, moms and dads, you know, don't wait till your children do something very good to say, oh, good job. Good job. Let them know they're doing a good job before they do it. Put that in the air. Put it out there. Speak it to your child. Speak it. I don't care if your child 13 or 30. Speak it to them. Let them know I am proud of you right now. I don't care what you did. If your child need help and you see it, get them the help. But let them know that you are proud of them. And once again, today is Father's Day. And fathers play no small roles in the life of their children and who their children grow up to be. And I'm not only talking about men, but single women who raised their children that had the role of mom and dad. That had that role of mom and dad. And if you did this with your cousins, nieces, and nephews, God bless you too. Because some people have to do it because they see that the parents don't have no godly lifestyle or on drugs or whatever. And they step in and they give comfort to the kids. Well, God sees that also. God sees that also. And so 2 Corinthians 6 and 18 says, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. The reason why I wanted that verse in there, because if you like me, never knew your mother, never knew your father, guess what? You have a heavenly father. You may not know your earthly father, but trust and believe. See, before I realized I had a heavenly father, he had already been taking care of me. He had already been looking out for me. He already didn't let that dude shoot me when I went to go buy some PCP on the west side of Chicago where people had just been shot buying PCP. He the one that didn't let me die in those streets. See, it's my heavenly father that sent me to Free at Last and Bread of Life Church. He said, boy, it's time. It's time. I got some place for you. So most of y'all know my story. I got out of Chicago doing a traveling sales job. I've been everywhere. All these beautiful places. I even quit in a couple of them. And I wound up in a town called East Palo Alto. And I wound up living in a town. Out of all the places I've been as a traveling salesperson and all the things I've done and all the beaches and places I got high on, I got high all across the United States. All across. I came to East Palo Alto. Got clean and sober and saved. Ain't that something? See, that's not, that don't mean much to y'all, but if you knew my journey, if you knew these shoes that I walked into, you'd be like, whoa, wow. You know, sitting on the beach in Miami, Florida, getting high with girls in bikinis, because I had some get back, so I looked it okay, so I was still able to do my thing. Y'all know me. I'm going to tell you the truth. Sitting on the Miami beach, getting high with cute girls, thinking that I'm living the life, all up in Utah. Utah, y'all, the Mormon state, where at this time they had accepted other races into their religion. So all types of women would love you, and you would. I thought I had it made in the shade and wound up in East Palo Alto. I used to get up in the morning and say, God, why you bring me here? But then I wound up at Free At Last. Then I wound up at Bread of Life Church. And I said, oh, I get it now. You don't make mistakes. God, you don't make mistakes. This is why I'm here. This is why I'm at Free At Last. This is why I'm at. And thank God, at that time, Free At Last was 6 to 9 months. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I needed all of that, y'all. I needed all of that. After 90 days, I was still thinking, oh, I could smoke weed. But after like after a little bit after that, I was like, wait a minute. If I smoke weed, I'm going to sprinkle crack on it, and I'm going to be on that stuff all over again. I done went way off, y'all. God forgive me. But I need y'all to know this. This is my testimony. This is my Father's Day sermon to you. But anyway, God makes no mistakes. I wound up in East Palo Alto. I'm still near East Palo Alto. I work in East Palo Alto. And sometimes I still wonder, how did I wind up here? But anyway, let me end my sermon. I don't want to keep y'all too long today. Uh-oh, there go my computer messing up on me. Let me get, I know I had more. But anyway, to make a long story short, as a child of God, your Father orders his angels to guard you in all your ways. As a child of God, believe that. Believe that. You know, you might say, well, why did I wind up here? Or why did this happen to me? Or why? Because I may not have the answer, but how strong is your faith in God? How much do you believe in God's word and his promise to you? I notice that the more and more I believe in God's word and his promise, clearer and clearer things get to me. Why that happened? Why I'm here? What is this? What is that? The more and more I believe and trust in God, the more and more clearer things get to me. No matter how bad things are, I want you to remember one thing. But God. But God. But God can do anything. He's a healer. Through all things, God gives you strength. But you got to believe in that. And when the enemy come to tell you that, nope, that ain't real, you got to let him know, stand on my left because you're not right. It's God that's right. It's God whose path I need to follow. It's God who I need to trust in, and not the enemy, because the enemy wants us to go back out, smoke meth, smoke crack, shoot heroin, drink. Then the enemy is happy. But who do you want to be happy? You or the enemy? You or the enemy? I want to be happy for a change. I want to live the rest of my life as a godly person. I want to live the rest of my life as the father I should have been a long time ago. You know, I might go on Ancestries.com and check again to see if I can find that man. No, I'm lying. I ain't going to check because I don't care. I got a heavenly father. So, Pastor, I can go on and on and on and on, but God telling me to turn it back over to the pastor, y'all.
Well, I hope you all can hear me. Can you?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, good. I didn't mute myself. I'm telling you, my device is just having its own way today. And but I heard every word you said, Reverend, and I appreciate the message that you brought and talked about the prodigal son. And there are many people like you who don't know. Maybe they know one of their parents, the other one they don't know. One of our former members, who I call a spiritual daughter, just on Ancestry.com met her family. She didn't know her mother. Her mother left her in the hospital. And her father's wife went to the hospital and got her and raised her. So much for mothers who didn't give birth. And you know, when I first came back from Tulsa, Oklahoma Bible College, the Lord gave me a scripture, and I can't give it to you this morning, but I'll send it to you. And it said that you will mother children that you did not give birth to. And I thought, how strange that he would give me that scripture. I am not about to adopt any children, certainly too old to have any children. So why is he giving me that message? But I tell you today that Free At Last opened their doors and invited me to come and do the invocation because of my son, Eric, my late son, Eric, because he is now gone home to be with the Lord. But he was clean and sober for 9 years before he went to heaven. And those folks at Free At Last, or I say these people at Free At Last, took me in, a novice about addictions, although I came from a family of alcoholics. And they took me in and started calling me Mother Frazier. And before I knew it, I had people that I knew not of, never met, saying on the streets, "Oh, hello, Mother Frazier." And I thought, oh my God, these people don't even know me. Somebody sent me a letter one time. No, they put Mother Frazier on the letter. And so I have all of these spiritual children that God has allowed me to minister to and that came to the program. They didn't know the Lord. Some of them did, but some of them did. Some didn't like church. I got one sitting here right now. She's a Free At Last alumni. She told me she never had liked church, but she thought she liked church now. So, you know, God has given me this opportunity to be a mother figure to those who needed a mother figure spiritually or physically. And so this sister, she went on Ancestry.com because she heard me complain about my niece. I have a niece who thinks Ancestry.com is the Bible. So whenever you start talking about anything, she wants to tell you about Ancestry.com. So I was complaining about that, not knowing that this woman was going to go on there and find her mother's family and get a chance to really know about that mother that left her in the hospital, which I'm so thankful that she did. And I have now had opportunity to minister to at least one of the family members who is a bishop. So God is doing his work. But I just thank God that, you know, we don't always understand that, you know, we may not be the maternal mother, but we can be a mother to those that need a mother. And God can have men that he uses to be a father, although he has women that he uses to be a father too. So I'm thanking Reverend for his message this morning. And I'm looking at you all, and some of you I know better than others, but I'm telling you, God is really a good God. So Sister Sabrina Gutierrez, hi there. Is that your dad, Sabrina?
That's my dad.
All right. Hi, Dad. How you doing? And you look very elegant this morning with your hair up. She has some lovely thick hair, but it's
thank
up,
you, Pastor.
And it makes her look very dignified this morning. And so she's a dignified lady. See, the thing is when God gets to hold you, He causes you to be what He wants you to be. Because as you serve Him, He will mold you and shape you into what He wants you to be, what He planned for you to be before you ever got here. You know, the scripture in Psalms 139 says, "You knew me before I was yet unformed in my mother's womb." So God knows us before we're ever formed. He knows us, and He has a plan for us. And we can get off track if we want to, but when we're ready, He will get us back on track. So, you know, Reverend Robeson came to pray at last is one thing, and God sent him over there to Bread of Life, and he sat there at the door as an usher for a long time, and now He has called him to bring the words, you see. So God has a plan for each one of you this morning. And there are some more Free at Last alumni on here. Sister Ashley, and you saw Sister Sabrina Gutierrez, and Reverend Roberson, and Brother Cedric. Let's not forget him. He's a Free at Last alumni. So we have a lot of Free at Last alumni with us this morning. And then we have people who also understand about addiction and alcoholism and being clean and sober. They understand it as well. So we're very unique, I always say. Our ministry, we have other ministries similar to ours, but we are very unique in that we have people that thought they couldn't serve God because, you know, they were taught or maybe misinformed that, you know, God can't use you because you do this and you do that. But if you look back in the Bible, many of the characters in the Old Testament especially, and then go over in the New Testament, and, you know, Apostle Paul was on his way to kill Christians when God saved him, and he wrote most of the New Testament under the unction of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, God can use us, and those things that happened to us before we got saved, that's testimony. You heard Reverend Pest do testimony this morning. So I'm not going to re-preach the sermon. I'm thankful that my device has lasted this long. I'm praying that I don't have to buy a new telephone, but if I do, I do, because thank God for Zoom that we can have service with you all every Sunday. And so to everybody that's online, I'm just thankful for you. We're praying for you. Please pray for us, and please continue your relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you don't have one this morning, we can tell you that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. That's what it takes to connect you through Jesus Christ to your Heavenly Father. And once you do that, then He'll continue to direct you and instruct you so you can grow and thrive like these folks that you see online or that you are online with, and change your life, revolutionize your life, and get you back on the path that He planned for you before your mother ever gave birth to you. So with that said, I think I've said enough, and that Reverend certainly brought a good sermon. And for those of you that are going to spend some time with your fathers today, enjoy yourselves. If you're not, well then, we want you to enjoy your day if you're a father, and go treat yourself. Treat yourself to some food. Treat yourself to, if you want to go shopping and you got a couple of bucks, treat yourself to a shop. When I really need to have myself, treat myself well, shopping and food is the two things I think of. You might think of some other things, But I like to go have some good food, and I don't shop as much as I used to. But, well, I shop online, so you could just go online and buy something. But treat yourself, some chocolate, whatever you want. And we just thank God for you. So I think I'm going to let Reverend dismiss us, and just have a beautiful day, everyone, whether you're a father or a mother that has been a father, however it's worked for you. Have a good day.
Amen. Amen. So for everybody here and everybody that will listen to the podcast or the YouTube, I just want to say happy Father's Day. Not only to the fathers, but as we keep saying, the mothers who have been fathers, because we know as much more of them than fathers who have been mothers. I'm going to leave it like that. It's much more women who have been fathers than anything.
That's right.
Yeah. So I just want to say, you know, thank you. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for allowing Denise from Texas to be able to come and join us. And my daughter's mother, Sabrina Hale, from over there in Chicago, in Illinois, my hometown. And Sabrina G, my homie, Sabrina G, where she at, and her dad. What's up, Dad? All right. Good that you brought him. It's very good to see you, man. And Sabrina, your daughter has been very faithful. She is, she used to even drive out here when we were in the building. She has a great testimony and a great person. I've been trying to get her to give that testimony a little bit more, but her day will come. She is going to be great for women who need to hear her story. And when she gives it, she's going to save a lot of people and help them bring their life to Christ. I still believe that, Sabrina G. But I'm going to leave you alone right now. For right now, I'm going to leave you alone. And thank you, young lady from Free at Last, for joining us, sticking in there. We love Free at Last. Free at Last has saved many lives, including my own. You know, I always joke about it. I'm a taxpayer now. I'm not in jail, and ain't nobody paying taxes for me. Amen. So, Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We thank you for each and everyone here, Father God. We thank you for the ones that will hear later, Father God, our message, Lord. Father God, we just ask the hedge of protection, Father God. We ask that hedge of protection over us and every family member represented here today. We ask that hedge of protection, Father God. God with us, Father God. And so, Father God, we just give you praise this morning. We give you honor and we give you all the glory, because all the glory belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a good one, everybody.
Good day.
Father's Day.
And thank you.
I'm in California right now.
Thank you. And Ashley, happy Father's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
Because we know that you're doing that mother-father role, too. We know how you do it, Ashley. We know you handling your business, Ashley, so God bless you. All right, everybody. All right, bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Amen.